Now, I want to get straight into proceedings, and we want to talk about your health, and we've got someone here who is passionate about helping people with their health. And that's what drives them every single day. He wants to help you. And he's a doctor, and in fact, he's an anaesthetist. He sits on our Health Professional Council, or our HPC board, and it gives me great pleasure to introduce Dr. Barry Bland. Please come forward, Barry. Thank you. Good afternoon. It's good to be here in Cape Town. Always. I mean, just look at that mountain. Isn't it amazing? Like you guys probably get used to it, but I must admit, every time I climb off the plane here, you see it and you think, wow, that's great. And it is. It's good to be here. As Warren said, I'm a doctor. I'm an anaesthetist. I'll try not to put you to sleep tonight. It does happen at times. There's no doubt that I manage it quite well. If you're sitting here for the first time or having a look at our products and our business, and you're skeptical, I understand. It's exactly the way I was. I didn't believe that the business could work because as an anaesthetist, I did anaesthetics because I didn't like speaking to people. It was easier just to keep them quiet. But you know, it's I certainly wasn't keen on the business side. So if my wife wanted to do it, that was fine by me. But don't get me involved. The other aspect of my skepticism was the fact that I didn't believe that nutrition worked. We're taught at medical school, as long as you're getting a balanced diet, you don't need to supplement. Now, I don't know if there's another doctor in the house. I always ask, is there another doctor in the house? I also know that if I was sitting there, I wouldn't put up my hand. Because you don't want the next question, I guess. But, you know, I don't remember any nutritional information at medical school. It's a long time ago, but I certainly don't remember anything like that. So, if you're looking for good nutritional information, don't necessarily expect your doctor to be able to provide it, is what I'm saying. Because he's not trained on it. And any of the nutritional information that I have, I've really received and gained during the time that I've been involved in the business. What changed for me was a couple of things. First of all, my wife started to earn some money in the business, and I wanted to find out where it was coming from. And the other was I got hepatitis, and I was very unwell. And so she insisted that I take a whole bunch of stuff. And you know what happens, guys, when you're ill? It's just easier to do it than to argue. I didn't believe it would do me any good, but I started taking it. And I could feel the difference. And that was what changed my mind about nutrition. You know, it is important that you have a clear idea. And one of the things that was important for me was the fact that there was science behind it. You know, GNLD has a scientific advisory board, and that comprises 8 members at the moment who are experts in their field. And, you know, amongst them, they've probably got, 200 years of expertise between them, of experience. And there's no way that as an individual you can pick up that in a lifetime. And so what convinced me was any of the questions that I had, I was able to get reasonable answers to the questions that I was asking. And they were logical. They fitted my understanding of how the body works. And so the conviction was there for me. And I think it's just increased and increased. Speaking with someone earlier this afternoon. And, you know, you're speaking to a biased man. There's no doubt. But I really believe that we have the best products that are available. And I've been around the production facility in San Francisco. And it's impressive. And it just gives you that conviction. So I hope I can get a little bit of that conviction over to you. But as I say, I was certainly very negative about the whole process. And of course, about the product. Often, I think what we do is we go and speak about specific products. But over the last 6 months or so, I've been looking at various different things. And just looking at interesting facts, not necessarily related to a particular product or anything like that, but some of it is. But it's rather than go through one of our products as such, I just thought we'd string a few of these things together. What are the things that really concern you? What are the things about your health? What are the things that worry you as you get older? Now, I know there's some youngsters in the room, and you probably think you're immortal. I have a statistic for you. The human race is 100% mortal. I don't know if that's you are going to die. And the thing is that a lot of the diseases that we suffer are as a result of us living. And so things like heart disease, stroke, cancer, lung disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, arthritis, all of those things are as a result of us living. And so what you want to do is try and reduce the risk of you suffering those. What I would like, I know I'm going to die, first of all, but I would like to be well when I die. And I think that's the fact for everybody. So what you want to try and do is to reduce the risk of those diseases, those chronic degenerative diseases. And if you can do that over a lifetime, you can change the way that you are at whenever that sort of time comes. So just these are some of the facts. I'm going to need my glasses. Which is an aging process. Thank you. Thanks. All right. This was a study done at Harvard Medical School. They showed that you could decrease the mortality of a heart attack by 36% if you were on omega-3 prior to the disease, prior to the attack. 36%. In other words, if you were taking omega-3 before you had the attack, you were 36% less likely to die from it. And there's a similar study showing with the brain, if you have a stroke. Now, stroke and heart attack to me are very similar diseases, if not exactly the same. It just depends on where in the body it's happening. So you can make a difference just by taking omega-3. And, you know, people will often say, well, you're taking omega-3 and you had your heart attack. So do you really think it's helping? Of course it is. Because it does all the things that they have studied and found it does, which is beneficial. It's changing your risk. It's not a guarantee. But would you rather reduce your risk? And that's really the factor in all these things. Study done in France showed that if you're on omega-3, you can reduce the likelihood of you developing macular degeneration. Now, macular degeneration is probably one of the major causes of blindness or reduced vision in as we get older. Not talking about these glass things in front of my eyes right now. Okay, the macula is at the back of the eye, and you see with it. And it's important that you are able to. What these pieces of glass in front of my eyes do is just magnify things. But if my macula is not working, I can put Coke bottles in front of my eyes and I will see nothing. And so omega-3 will help reduce that deterioration. One of the studies showed that what they did was they took a whole bunch of kids, between the ages of 16 and 24, who were writing exams. And they gave some omega-3 and some they gave a placebo, and they showed that those youngsters who were taking omega-3 were better able to retain their information after a three-month period. Any of you got kids? Any of you are kids? Any of you writing exams? Any thinking about it? It's important. And you know, one of the other things that we know about is our Neolife Energizing Herbal Tea also helps the concentration of your kids at exam time. Now, I mean, I know there are distributors in the room, and this particular lifestyle magazine is brilliant. It has got a whole range of information, particularly about the tea. A study done in Sweden, looking at about 32,000 people, showed that the incidence of rheumatoid arthritis would be reduced by up to 52% if you were getting enough omega-3 in your diet. Rheumatoid arthritis is an autoimmune disease, but part of it is mediated by inflammation. And so if you can reduce the inflammation, you are less likely to suffer the disease. Worth it? You speak to someone who's suffering with rheumatoid arthritis, and you'll find that they'll be very happy to reduce the risk of them suffering with it. One of the studies showed that in the mothers who were getting the least amount of omega-3 in their diets during pregnancy compared to those mothers who were getting the most, the babies who were getting the least showed a decrease in their verbal IQ at the age of 4. And they showed a decreased fine motor function. In other words, they weren't able to use their hands with fine movements in the same way. Worth it to get an E3? Absolutely. You should be taking it. And you know, one of the problems, particularly in pregnant women, is that you don't want them to be getting contaminated fish, the oil in those fish that are contaminated with heavy metals. And, you know, our omega-3 plus is tested for over 200 different contaminants, herbicides, pesticides, heavy metals. And you know that those are pure. I have 8 grandkids, and all of them had omega-3 during, presumably, and after conception, and they all take now. The eldest is 15. Some of them started out with chewing them. It's an interesting process. It's very fishy, but I'm very happy to see them taking it. And you think they start at that age, and they carry on throughout their lifetime. Very, very different. Vitamin D. Now, this is an interesting one. You know, we were taught in medical school that if you were getting, it was important to have vitamin D if you didn't want to suffer from rickets. I don't know if you know what rickets is. It's when the bones are soft. And as the child starts walking, because of the weight of the child's body, their legs start going bandy, okay? Because the bones start bending, literally. So, you know, that's what we were taught. Vitamin D is important to prevent that. Vitamin D is very important for bones. That was it. They have found now 32 different tissue types in your body that have receptors for vitamin D. Now, a receptor is like a lock in a door. It's of, there must be a key that fits it. And if the cell type has got a lock, it needs the key for it to work properly. And so that means that there are still things we don't know about vitamin D and what it does. But the one study showed that mothers who are getting enough vitamin D during pregnancy, the child's muscle grip at the age of four was much stronger than those kids, those mothers who were not getting enough vitamin D. Now, we have the CalMag with D. And, you know, that's important for the pregnant mothers to be getting so that they don't become osteoporotic during pregnancy as the child's skeleton is being built. Because the child is a parasite. While it's in utero, it's a parasite to the father once it's born. But, you know, if the mother's not getting the calcium during pregnancy, she is likely to become osteoporotic, and you want to prevent that. And the CalMag is important. And the fact that it's got D is going to make that child just stronger in later life. Now, this is an interesting one. This was done, reported in the British Medical Journal, and they were studying about 96,000 Danes. And what they showed was those people who had the least amount of vitamin D in their diet had an increase from cancer deaths of 40%. Now, that's what I'm saying about vitamin D, not just bones. It's across the board. And so you need to be getting that vitamin D in as well. And we've got, as I say, the CalMag with D and also the vitamin A and D. Maybe you'd be using both. This is a study reported in The Lancet. It showed that people who suffered with lung disease, okay, you are not necessarily that much of a problem with your lungs, but those people who were suffering with lung disease, if they were getting enough vitamin D, you could decrease the flare-ups of inflammation and infection by up to 40%, again, using vitamin D. So, you know, you'll find that smokers, miners, all those people who have long-term degenerative diseases from perhaps their occupation, vitamin D will help to reduce their difficulties. It's worthwhile. And here's one. Vitamin D and weight loss. You need to get enough vitamin D to help with reducing your weight. And just keep in mind as we go through this, because weight is an amazing thing. Has effects on all sorts of things. So that's the first one with vitamin D. Vitamin A. This was in the Journal of Nutrition. And it showed that kids who were getting enough vitamin A had much fewer incidences of diarrhea and vomiting. I mean, that's, you know, how does that tie up? But that's the case. And also, that same study showed that they had reduced amounts of coughs and fever. So really what that's telling me is that it improves your immune system. If you can improve your immune system, you can reduce those sorts of problems. And there was one study done in the Philippines where they were giving kids vitamin A, and they showed that it would reduce the incidence, the likelihood of developing malaria by up to 30%. And it would reduce, in those kids who got malaria, it would reduce the likelihood of them developing cerebral malaria by 33%. So it's an effect on the immune system. It supports the immune system. Fiber. Now, you know, we've talked about fiber many times in all sorts of things, and the one particular product that we have is the Neolife, the new Neolife shake, which combines the amino acids and the proteins and fiber. Makes it an amazing product. It really does. But listen to this. This was, as I say, reported in the BMJ, the British Medical Journal. This was a study done on people who had already suffered a heart attack. And they showed that by increasing the amount of fiber in their diet, this was just telling them what they should do as far as changing their diet. The heart attack survivors decreased the risk of death from any cause, not just heart attacks, any cause, by 25% at the end of 9 years. Worthwhile having a bit of fiber in your diet? Absolutely. So that was looking at people who were already compromised, had already had a heart attack. So by increasing the amount of fiber in your diet by 10 grams per day, you should be getting about 35 grams a day of fiber. By increasing, most of us are probably getting between 10 and 15. By increasing it by 10 grams, you would reduce the risk of mortality by 15%. And that's incredible figures. Fiber also helps to reduce inflammation. So across the board, you know, one of the major problems for us is inflammation. And if you can reduce that, so much the better. It will reduce your low-density lipoproteins. So if you're getting fiber in the diet, it will reduce the amount of low, that's the bad cholesterol, if I can put it that way easily. Enough fiber in your diet, you will reduce the risk of developing cancer of the colon. When I was going through medical school, we were taught that the black population had a genetic protection against cancer of the colon because we didn't see it. We did not see cancer of the colon. And yet now, if you go into any surgical ward, you will find the guys who have had their colostomies or resections of bowel because of cancer of the colon. Change of diet, reduced fiber, increased cancer of the colon. It's that simple. Fiber also helps with blood sugars. So it will help to stabilize your blood sugars, which is why the Neolife Shake is such a good product, because it'll do just that. It will help to do that. And of course, fiber will help to reduce weight again. So by increasing the amount of fiber in your diet, you can reduce you can stabilize your weight. And this was a study done in the Women's Intervention Nutritional Study, and it was reported at the San Antonio Breast Cancer Symposium. They had looked at over 2,400 breast cancer women In other words, they were diagnosed with breast cancer. There were more than 2,400 of them. And that over a 10-year period, they followed these women. And those that lost 5 pounds, well, that's nothing. That's less than 2.5 kgs. And kept it off for that 10 years. Reduced their mortality by 70% in those women who had the highest risk. Now, you know there are different types of breast cancer. Angelina Jolie had a bilateral mastectomy recently because she had the genes. I'm not talking about the two-legged things that you slide over your legs. You know, your genes. And she had a particular one that almost guaranteed that she would develop a breast cancer. And it's those particularly high-risk breast cancers that were reduced by 70% over a 10-year period having been diagnosed. That's a weight loss of, as I say, less than 2.5 kgs. And that was at the end of 10 years. At the end of 20 years, it had reduced the mortality by 50%. Now, you know, we die. I started out with that. So over a 20-year period, people are going to die. So it's a, you know, one of the professors who was looking at the study, he hadn't been involved in the study, said, this is better than a lot of treatments. Lose weight. You know, and I've been talking about, as part of it, weight all the way. And there was a study also done about weight loss with the right sort of bacteria in the bowel. Now, we have a brilliant probiotic. That Acidophilus really is cutting edge stuff. And we need it constantly to make sure that we are as healthy as we possibly can be. And so here's Acidophilus actually helping as far as weight loss is concerned. In fact, I know it works. I take it every day. But a golfing friend of mine said, could I have some? Because he had a problem with, he'd had an antibiotic and needed the probiotic. So he went on to it, and about 2 weeks later, his wife came along and said, can I have some of that Acidophilus, please? Because I also want to lose weight. So, one thing, Mediterranean diet. We've probably all heard about the Mediterranean diet, BMJ. This is a study where they were following more than 5,000 nurses over a 10-year period, more than a 10-year period. And they showed that on that Mediterranean diet, there was a reduction in the signs of aging. I don't know if anybody wants to kind of reduce the signs of aging. But it appears that it protects the genes, those same genes. And helps to prevent the long-term damage that happens. Now, you know, part of the Mediterranean diet, fruits, vegetables, olive oil, and all of those are in the carotenoids, fish, and then obviously there's a little bit of red wine, okay? And it's not a case a day. It's enough. Makes a difference. So, you know, that is what we have in the Pro Vitality Plus. It's an amazing combination of products there. Everything that I've been speaking about right now is covered by that Pro Vitality Plus and the Neo Life Shape.
We need to give a big round of applause to Dr. Barry Bland for a fantastic session. Thank you, Barry.